We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Mike London. Good morning, Mike. Now I'm mute, I think. Yeah, I'm mute.
How about now? How you
Now
doing?
I got you.
All right.
Bye week for your team. I know you told us last week it was a good time for it. What was the focus, and were you able to get some of those guys rested up and healthy like you were hoping?
Yeah, a little bit of both. I mean, obviously, you go back, you look at what you do, look at the analytical part of it, and you approach it with how you can make those kind of corrections. And then, coming off an FBS opponent, you always have the opportunity to get guys healed up. And so that has happened to a certain extent. And so we're about as healthy as we've been, towards the beginning of the season. But when you're in the mix right now and you're playing all these games, the soft tissue injuries they're prevalent, but you figure out a way and find a way to make the next game count. So guys had a couple of days off, for mindfulness, the mental aspect approach about how you go into the latter second half of the season and get ready to go. So that's what we've been spent a lot of time doing. We did some recruiting. So just everything. Got a chance to cut grass. I know my wife she's grateful for that I finally did something as a husband, back at home. But, so now we're back in the thick of things as far as the season is going on.
First question this morning from Brian Smith. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, and good morning, Coach.
Morning.
Assess 6 games in. You've got a break with a bye week. Where is this team at? Because I know you guys are tied for 4th, looking up at 2-1, at CAA. How do you feel about this team with this experience and where it's going moving forward?
Yeah, I feel positive about the team and moving forward. Coming off the FBS opponent, coming off an opportunity to get players back, coming off a chance to look at yourself and then regenerate, rejuvenate. Refresh yourself. Like you said, 2-1 in the conference, but still very much in it, and the opportunity for postseason play and things like that. So still very relevant. With an older team, guys that have been there, done that, in terms of the expectations of what it looks like to finish down the stretch, and that's kind of where we are. So we're in the thick of, like everyone, in the thick of our conference schedule, and going to be competitive in all those games. But at the same time, there's a positive mindset that's here in this building, and that we look forward to the last of the season. But the most important is the game that's coming up next, and that's against a really good talented football team.
Is there an added incentive because it's homecoming? Because now the guys are focused in this case.
Well, I mean, the incentive is for everybody else that's coming to the game. The incentive for us is, in order to stay in the hunt of things, you have to win, your conference games. And like I said, this Townsend team that's coming in, and you look at, I mean, Coach has done a really good job of coaching his players, coaching the effort, coaching, the things that they do well. And so the last couple games they were in, they were in it, to the fourth quarter. And so all the other stuff is good for people that are coming in, but our focus is on how we can take the bye week, what we learned, what we did, who we rested, the opportunities for guys to play that might not have played that much, and come up with a game plan that we could be competitive on this Saturday.
Thank you. Next question from John O'Connor. Go ahead, John.
Thank you, Rob. Coach, Sean McElwain has been sort of a hybrid receiver for you so far. And I wonder if you could talk about his role and maybe how you worked on developing the passing game during the off week. Thank you, Coach.
Yeah, Sean is a great young man. His head high school coach, Perry Jones, I have a very good relationship with Perry, been a former player at the UVA up there. Now he's a high school head coach. Comes from a great program, and he is a hybrid type of young man that that the benefit of weights, the benefit of being around, the benefit of catching the balls from Darius and Tyler Hughes, and catching the balls with our young receiving core, being around, getting bigger, faster, stronger. So his maturation process continues to grow and get better. He's athletic. During the summer, he's He's posing as LeBron James dunks and things like that. So he's very active and he's very athletic. And so our ability to use him at different levels, different ways, special teams, because he's long, he's got length, is one of the things, you know, we talked about and worked on. So he's one of the most athletic guys that of that size that we have. And so it's going to be important for us to kind of utilize the skill assets that he has to get us going. And so that's part of the passing game. You know, when you have a guy that you can line up in the slot and go against, you know, the nickel DB or against maybe an outside backer, he gives you some versatility from his skill set that we got to take advantage of.
Thank you, Coach London.
Thanks, John.
Mike, your next question from Dave Johnson. Go ahead, Dave.
Thanks, Rob. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, Dave.
You guys were pretty much in this same situation a year ago when you lost a conference game early. And then from there, you ran the table. I know that's not guaranteed, but can this team draw on that experience, especially with so many of these guys having gone through it?
Well, you can draw on the mindset leading up to the experience. Obviously, you still have to execute and play the games. You know, the teams that are left on the schedule, they're very good football teams. And so, you know, you got to take the mindset, which is good, which, like you said, have been there. But then it has to transfer over onto the field, the playing field, about eliminating those mental errors, executing your techniques, understanding, the concepts that we're trying to get across to the players, and how the big picture, you know, dictates, you know, the end of the game and what the school board may say. So the mindset is there, has been there, but the producing, performing on the field at that given moment is going to be critical as well. But like I said, this is a little older team that we've been around for a while, and they have that kind of mindset. And so I know everybody's talking about the coach speak about taking one game at a time, but that's kind of the approach we took, Dave, the last time, you know, we were in this situation, is literally one game at a time, and the opportunities for anything you might have, postseason, championship play, whatever, it has to start with the most important game, and that's the most important game is this Saturday.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Next question from Marty O'Brien. Good morning, Marty.
Morning, Rob. Morning, Coach.
Morning.
Talk about as you go down the stretch, the running game has been consistently very good. How important will it be to bring some balance with the pass, and especially being able to throw downfield a little bit more?
Yeah, the running game is always one of the things that we've had success in doing. We have to continue that so we just don't become one-dimensional. We've taken some shots down the field, and unfortunately, you know, whether it's overthrown or underthrown or whatever it may be, there were some shots, you know, some passes that have been thrown that, you know, that if we caught those balls or they were completed, you know, we might be talking a little different story. But that's one of the things you work on as well, as the explosive plays, not just in the running game, but also in the passing game. So everyone's well aware of, you know, we don't want to be one-dimensional. We've worked, tirelessly in terms of what we do in terms of getting the ball in the receiver's hands. The receiving core has gotten healthier, which has been good for us. And so it's going to be important for us, you know, again, to be able to, if people are going to put, you know, eighth man in the box and stop the run, that we also be able to throw the ball. And those are some of the things that, we worked on during the open week, and we'll continue to keep doing to make sure Darius is successful, because if he's successful for throwing the ball and play action pass and run play option, then we can be successful as a team.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Marty. Appreciate the article too, Marty, on my father. That was well written. I appreciate that.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Mike, before I let you go, just dive in a little bit and talk about some of the challenges that Towson does present for you.
Yeah, Coach has done a great job of putting his stamp on what kind of team he wants. They play hard. They play aggressive. Their two defensive ends, rush ends, are really, really good. I mean, they're good players that put pressure on the quarterback, defend the perimeter, The quarterback has done a good job for them. He's been able to facilitate the football on the perimeter. He's got a good arm, strong arm. You look at Diego, who's the, an All-American in the return game. He plays as a running back. So they do a good job of impacting and affecting your ability to defend, the width of the field and the length of the field. They're close in some games, and I know coaches got them moving in the right direction. So we're going to have to play, tough, aggressive, do the things that we're capable of doing, and to be highly competitive because they're a good team. So, but we look forward to the challenge after having a week off and now having a chance to get back into the swing of things and get that, get the, what you've been used to doing, the routine back in place. And so I'm looking forward to it. Homecoming crowd, people coming in. It'll be a great venue to have a football game at.
All right, Mike, thanks so much for your time today, and I look forward to talking again next Monday.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.